Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Brian White with us on Apple with some really interesting insight from Cantor Fitzgerald. Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
You have a big distinction. You're the first one I've seen who's actually come out and written, Apple's got it wrong. Yeah, they can come out with a small, you know, the usual iPhone size, the 5C is anticipated tomorrow or the next day. You say, forget about it. You agree with my colleague Scarlett Fu that Asia's in love with a bigger phone. Why do I just assume Apple's going to come out with a bigger phone?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, I think, you know, earlier this year we talked about a bigger phone in the works, and it doesn't appear like it's going to be this year, but probably sometime next year. So, you know, I go to China quite a bit, and the big trend there has been towards 5-inch or above smartphones.
Well, they're big phones, and they seem to be the fad there. Let me get back to America. Will they be the fad here?
You know, I think here, you know, the iPhone, the 4-inch iPhone here is very, very popular. It's the number one selling smartphone in the U.S., and they have the iPhone has the biggest market share. So I think it just depends on the use case. I think the reason they're so popular over in Asia is you can consolidate devices. So you don't need a tablet. You don't need a PC. Obviously, just discretionary income over there is lower. And I think at the same time, it's been kind of a fashion statement. I know girls over there like it because it makes their head look smaller, as an example.
What was that? Say that again.
Well, it may seem strange, but there is a little bit of a fashion statement, especially among women over in Asia and specifically in China. The bigger phones make your head look smaller,
okay.
Make you look more petite.
Okay. You know, I didn't expect to hear that. We're with Brian White, folks, social maven for Asia. I'm kidding.
Can it shrink Tom's head?
Yeah. John Tucker key. Helping out this morning. Brian, let's get to the financials here. Off the gloom at 400, we enjoy 500 on Apple or near that. You say forget about it, up another 50%. Your target's 777. How do you get there?
You know what we did is we applied a market multiple about 14 times, and we added back the net cash to our calendar 14 earnings. So, you know, I always scratch my head at, you know, Apple's multiple. You know, if you look ex-cash, it trades at about 9 times ex-cash, and the S&Ps call it, you know, 13.5, 14 times. You know, I always don't understand how Apple is viewed as a below-average company. You know, when we look at their growth trajectory, their balance sheet, you know, the franchise they have around the world, how can we call this a below-average company? I don't think it makes any sense. So I think we've used a reasonable valuation. I think with the increased cash distribution, we're in a product cycle.
Yeah.
We have Carl Icahn on their case. I think the multiple can expand.
Is it just a matter of time, as a number of other people have said this, folks, in interviews, that as they deploy cash quarter after quarter, there becomes a trust developed that it will be there every quarter? Does, you know, to borrow a phrase, does Apple become more blue chippy in 2014?
Yeah, I think that's a fact. So, you know, there was a big cash distribution increase in April to $100 billion over the next 3 years. And I think as that money is put to work, either through buybacks, and their dividend program, I think more value investors will be attracted to the story, and I think that's going to be good for the stock price. Also, we're in a big, you know, this is a year of innovation. I mean, there's a lot of new products, and I think product events that they're going to hold over the next, say, 12 to 18 months.
Now, it's a big move. What's your single best buy right now?
Apple is our favorite stock, and, you know, I think we had a very tough 2013, but I think we're looking into a much better 2014.
Nice primer. Brian White.
Bloomberg Surveillance. Weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.